Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we report on what activists claim is a campaign against Christians by the Chinese government.
This really shows the Chinese government worrying about the uncontrollable growth of Christianity in China.
And we report on worsening relations between Russia and Europe after a recent Eurovision Song Contest.
We felt it was very important to challenge Valery Gergiev over his support for President Putin, his endorsement of Russia's anti-gay law, and his approval of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
A possible Chinese government campaign against churches and rising tensions between Russia and Europe over a song contest. Those are the subjects of today's program as we help you learn to read, speak, write, and understand everyday American English. Listen carefully, and before you know it, you will have improved your American English by listening to As It Is here on VOA. Last month, Chinese workers tore down one of the largest churches in Wenzhou, a city on China's southeast coast. Church members had clashed with officials over the planned destruction of the building. The government says the religious center violated safety rules. But activists say the case is part of a wider campaign against Christianity. The number of Christians in China is unclear, but the Pew Research Center made an estimate in 2010. The group said about 5% of the population, or about 67 million people, identified themselves as Christian. Many observers say that number continues to rise. The city of Wenzhou is known as China's Jerusalem for its high percentage of Chinese Christians. The Sanjiang Church cost more than $4 million and took 12 years to complete. But after it was finished, officials told church members that it was in violation of building requirements. American Dennis Balcom is a Christian clergyman. He says the Chinese government has increasingly accepted Christianity over the past few years. He says the destruction of the church was an unusual step.
I was just up in, just this last week and spoke to church. I had several thousand people in it and no problem whatsoever. And so it would seem to me like this is an isolated incident.
However, other clergymen and religious groups say the destruction of religious centers is part of a wider campaign against organized religion. Last week, the government released a national security alert on terrorism. The security alert raised concerns over spreading religious beliefs in the country. The government said that the infiltration of religion has constituted a threat to Chinese identification with socialist belief. Bob Fu is president of the Christian Aid Association. His group provides legal advice to Christians in China. He links the church demolitions with official policy aimed at limiting the growth of the church.
This really shows the Chinese government worrying about the uncontrollable a growth of Christianity in China.
China's government has long sought to control religious communities. It does this through state-approved organizations and requiring religious groups to register places of worship. These policies have brought the government into conflict with religious groups. Some of them have resisted state control and set up religious services and gatherings without informing the government. The results of the recent Eurovision Song Contest caused a strong reaction in Russia. They also worsened relations between Russia and Europe. The Eurovision Song Contest was held last weekend in Copenhagen, Denmark. An estimated 180 million people in 45 countries watched the event. As we hear from Catherine Cole, the winner was from Austria. From the fading light of
life, like a phoenix, out of the That was Conchita Wurst performing the song Rise Like a Phoenix. The act received more votes than the 25 other finalists in the competition this year. It was the performer's appearance that made news. Conchita Wurst is a man who wears women's clothing. He has hair covering his face and reaching over his shoulders. The performer said he was honored to win the contest. He called it a victory for European values. It was a victory not just for me, he said, but also for those people who believe in a future without discrimination and which is based on tolerance and respect. Those words were widely seen as a criticism of Russia. Last year, the Russian government approved laws against what it called homosexual propaganda. The laws bar public events and the spread of information about non-traditional sexual relations to the very young. In Moscow, there was widespread disbelief at Conchita Wurst's victory at the Eurovision Song Contest. Russia finished seventh in the competition. Many people in the crowd expressed their disapproval of the performers from Russia. The Russian judges gave all their votes to countries that once belonged to the Soviet Union. Last Sunday, Russian conductor Valery Gergiev organized a concert in London. The musician is a supporter of Russian President Vladimir Putin. About 30 anti-Putin protesters demonstrated for a short time as the show began. Among